Israeli troops and tanks today entered the Gaza Strip in an operation Israel said was designed to destroy what it called the terrorist infrastructure. Palestinian officials say at least 12 Palestinians were killed, as many as 100 wounded. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The Israeli raid into Khan Yunis, a crowded town in central Gaza that Israel considers a Hamas stronghold, began after midnight and ended shortly before dawn. Palestinian officials said most of the casualties were killed when an Israeli helicopter fired a missile into a crowd of Palestinians who had gathered near the local mosque. They said two other Palestinians, including a 50-year-old woman, were killed by Israeli gunfire when more than two dozen Israeli tanks and armored vehicles moved into Khan Yunis. Palestinian officials said that later Israeli troops opened fire on the local hospital, injuring several Palestinians. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Arakat says Israeli tanks and troops have recently stepped up their incursions into Gaza just when the international community is trying to restart peace negotiations.
The irony is this comes hours after Hafez Sulana of the European Union was meeting with Fatah movement there in order to break the vicious cycle. And every time there is an effort by anyone to break the vicious cycle, to revive hope, to get the peace process on track, to stop violence, you have an Israeli attack that claims the lives of 10 to 14 Palestinians.
Palestinian doctors said all of the dead in today's raid, including two cousins aged 14 and 15, were civilians. An Israeli army commander said many of those killed were gunmen, but admitted there could also have been civilian casualties. He also said that in the past few weeks, mortars had been launched at Jewish settlements from Khan Yunis. An army statement said Israeli forces entered the town to deal with the infrastructure of Hamas. The statement said Palestinian gunmen fired on Israeli troops who returned fire. Last month, 9 Palestinians were killed in a similar Israeli incursion. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.